There's only one Tyson Fury. What you got to say about that, Deontay?
Hold on a second. Let's keep this civil here. Would you like to fight?
We all know Fury. You just a phony, man. This is just for act. You know where I am. You know what time. You know what place. I ain't scared of nobody. I come to your backyard, baby, for that, my man. I promise you that.
Anytime, any place, anywhere.
You up in the ring with a real fighter.
When you're ready, that's what it's all about, man. No bother. Listen, anytime, any place, anywhere, I'll fight you in your back garden like a dumb Klitschko. I'll beat you, you bum. You're a bum. There's only
podcast
one
is intended for mature audiences.
Tyson Fury.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Good morning, TBV. Oh, what a glorious day this is, and all glory be to God. We all are up this morning with some exciting boxing talk. For your commute this morning, it is 6:30 a.m., 6:39 a.m. here on the East Coast, and, you know, having a good morning. The sun is out. The birds are chirping. It's a nice, I don't know, what's the weather here? Oh, boy. Well, we'll get to the weather whenever we get to that weather, right? That is not important. We're here to talk about some heavyweight action. But it is nice, 66 degrees early in the morning, so temperature's slowly starting to climb up. This morning, Frank Warren revealed that Tyson Fury will be facing Deontay Wilder in November or December. Now, the only small hurdle is that Fury has to get past whoever it is he's fighting. You know, I don't even remember this dude's name. Is it Safara? Did he fight him already? Pinati, something like that. But I'm going to play the audio, and we will be getting into it because this is interesting. This is interesting. There was also a back and forth between Frank Warren, the promoter of Tyson Fury, and Tony Bellew. Now, we all know Bellew is a matchroom boxing promoted fighter, but also a good friend of Anthony Joshua. And the audio is interesting, to say the least. But let's get to the tape because Frank Warren, the promoter of Tyson Fury, reveals that they are in negotiations with Deontay Wilder and that this fight should take place November or December. His words basically are that they're sure they could get this done by the end of the year. So that is definitely interesting to me, to say the least, that, you know, we could get a Fury Wilder. You know, Tony Bellew, on one hand, he does not believe that this is even possible. He believes that there's no way Tyson Fury will jump from the level of Pinati or Pinata straight to a Deontay Wilder. And, you know, Bellew even feels like hey, this guy was afraid to fight me. How's he going to go straight at Wilder? So, you know, I'm actually having trouble playing the audio. I wonder if the site is, I don't know, being crashed. The servers are being crashed because so many people are listening to this because talk. Talk Sports .com are the ones that conducted the interview with Frank Warren, and they have the audio, but it looks like the fucking site is down, bro. Could you believe this shit? I'm gonna have to let me try and pull it back up. This is crazy. Maybe if Robbie's listening, he could get me that audio another way. Damn, that sucks. Cause I just heard this and it was like, whoa, this is important. This is amazing. TalkSports.com is all I can say. You could go to TalkSports.com, check it out. It was done with BT Sports and Frank Warren and a couple of others. But in the meantime, we do have other audio directly from Fury himself as well. Speaking specifically about the same setup. And, yeah, it's interesting to me. Very interesting that this fight could actually take place.
I'll go over to America and I'll fight him and knock him back out. Can't say any fairer than that. I've got to get Francesco Paynetter out of the way. Then I'll come for Wilder because Joshua's out. So I'll apologize for him. And Eddie Hearn, no balls. But I'm the man. I'll fight you. No problem. You might have had all the activity and all the motion and probably the favourite going in. But when I win again, what are they going to say? Fluked it. Oh, sorry.
So there you have it. I mean, Fury himself saying after Pignetti, he's coming for Wilder. He's going to the U.S., you know. For Wilder, I still think this needs to be done in the United Kingdom. It would be better, to say the least. It would put some pressure on Anthony Joshua, and it would get a couple of fans on Deontay Wilder's side. But I don't know. I'm having some issues with this. Let me try another browser. Maybe it's Safari acting like shit. Because Robbie said it played for him. And let's see here. Let's see. It looks like it might have been Safari. We gotta listen to an ad. Fuck.
This is an EMS system, which is an energy management system, which is connected.
Gotta listen to this ridiculous ad for a minute now. And there's no speaker. How do you turn that fucker off? I don't know if you guys can hear that. I turned the volume off. Hopefully you're still not hearing it, and I'm just not the only one hearing it. Because that'll suck. So we're just waiting for this to pull up. Shout out to Robbie. Coming through in the clutch. Here we go. Audio, please.
What a great thing it is to have him back in British boxing, in world boxing indeed. Let's talk to his promoter now, big Arsenal fan, of course, as well. Frank Warren. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Thank you very much indeed for joining myself and Tony Bellew, who's here as well. We've seen Tyson have, well, let's call it a return bout, a warm-up bout, whatever you like to call it. What next for the big man now, Frank? What does he have? What's the next size of the step he has to take?
Well, his next fight's on the 18th of August. He's fighting on the undercard of Carl Frampton's world title fight and also Paddy Barnes' world title fight in Belfast in Ireland.
Do we know who the opponent is?
Yeah, he's fighting a guy called Pianetta. He's a big guy. He's about 6'5". I think off the top of my head, his record is about 30-4 or something like that. So it'd be a good opponent for him for his second fight back after nearly 3 years out of the ring and get himself back into fighting mode. At the moment, he's been training hard to lose weight. And it's been, as you know, he piled on a tremendous amount of weight. He lost over 8 stone for his first fight back. He's got a couple more to shift. And then he'd be, I think, then in a real situation where he'd be challenging or involved in a big fight.
And at the weekend, we saw the likes of Dillian White and Derek Chisora both come through very, very tough fights.
Now, listen close here, guys, because this is where it gets interesting.
To win, is that the kind of level you'll be looking at? For, assume he comes through the fight in Belfast, okay?
Now, he specifically asked them over the weekend. We've seen Dillian White and Derek Chisora both get wins. Is this the kind of level that you're going to be looking at for Tyson Fury's next fight after August 18th? Listen to the answer.
Well, actually, I mean, two very competitive and two good fights, as you quite rightly say. But with that due respect to them, we're actually looking to try and make the fight with Wilder.
Wow. That's taking my breath away because he's going from one level to Deontay Wilder, arguably one of the two most dangerous men on the planet. You clearly believe, therefore, that he could beat Deontay Wilder.
Well, first of all, I want to see what he looks like on the 18th. Hopefully, he comes through it well. But the reports from the gym that he's looking well. And Tyson, you know, as you said himself, he's been talking about Wilder in the last few weeks. And it's a fight, you know, I think the British fans would like to see. I mean, it's, you know, it wouldn't happen in the autumn. If it happens, it'd be sometime in November, December. But that's where I would like to see, provided he comes through okay. And again, no disrespect to everybody. He's the lineal champion. He's the guy who's never been beaten. You know, he lost his belts outside the ring.
Deontay Wilder has proved quite a slippery person to negotiate with. If you look at the Anthony Joshua situation.
And I'm going to stop it there and just laugh. You know, I should get my evil laugh, actually, because that was the perfect... So I don't want none of you UK fans acting like you didn't hear that. Don't act like you didn't hear this British announcer called Anthony Johnson. I guess Reggie Miller is more popular in fucking UK than in the US because they watch that basketball game and watch Reggie Miller change Anthony Joshua, or aka Johnson's name. But that being said, there's a pretty nice back and forth between Frank Warren and Tony Bellew, because after where I paused it, you know, the interviewer says, hey, Deontay Wilder's proven to be a pretty slippery in negotiations. And, you know, Frank Warren defends Wilder in the $50 million, actually says that there was $80 million guaranteed because of the rematch. And, yeah, him and Bellew got into it. So, listen, I don't want to jack their whole audio. You guys should definitely go over there, you know, break the site because this is big news. AJ is busy with Povetkin. If Fury and Wilder could get this on before the end of the year, that is just exciting news, not only for the heavyweight division, but for boxing itself, because heavyweight boxing is taking over right now. You know, and this will only add to that. This would only add to that, you know. Wilder, Fury, two huge names, you know. Division is jam-packed. Like they mentioned, Chisora, Dillian White, both moving the needle, both getting good wins, both putting themselves in talks, you know. Now, Eddie offering Wilder $7 to $8 million to fight. Dillian White, he's also going to be sending an offer for Chisora. I mean, the heavyweight division is definitely moving. And I'm shocked, you know. I just want to reiterate that I'm shocked that Frank Warren is not going to be looking at a Chisora or a Dillian White. Now, think about it. Fury and Chisora could easily do another one, and it would be a you know, their third time, the three-peat. But people would accept it. Why? Because Chisora just got a title contention knockout over a guy that no one has knocked out besides Povetkin, who was pissing hot. Anthony Joshua just beat him and couldn't do it in this impressive fashion. So, you know, it looks like the stars are aligning. Tyson has options. He could go the Derek Chisora route and do a domestic fight. You know, there's a lot of stuff happening, but this news, this is breaking news. This is interesting news. We got to wait for August 18th. I mean, there's obviously a side of me that believes this is just promoting. There's a side of me that believes they're using the Wilder name and the potential fight to build up the August 18th fight. Maybe sell a couple of more tickets in Windsor Park. Who knows? But when you have audio from the lineal champion like this.
It's a sad time for heavyweight boxing because you've got the so-called super champion and golden boy, Anthony Joshua, and he is avoiding Deontay Wilder and will not fight him at any costs. If you're not going to fight someone for $40 million, you're not going to fight him for anything. It's a disgrace, and he's a disgrace to boxing. And I think it needs somebody good enough to step up and take on the challenges and not be afraid. Not be afraid to take risks and go to people's backyards and do it. Can you imagine if I went to America and beat Deontay Wilder in America after beating Klitschko in Germany? That would be sensational. It might happen. Who knows? Wait for the news.
Now, that was a clip that he dropped not too long ago. The Wilder Fury talk continues to build. Frank Warren now reveals that this is real. Reveals that there's actual negotiations, you know? And again, the next part of that audio, which I won't play, I want you to go ahead and, you know, give Talk Sports their just due for landing the interview with Frank Warren and, you know, breaking the news. But the next part of that interview was interesting because Tony Bellew does not like the response of Frank Warren when discussing whether or not it would be difficult to make a Fury Wilder fight. He believes that it is not difficult, and he believes that he can get that fight done by the end of the year. And he gave the months of November and December. This could only get better if we have Joshua fighting Povetkin and Wilder fighting Fury. Now, I'll be honest. If they're going to fight in November, December, I think that Wilder needs to get in some sort of tune-up. He hasn't fought since March. And I know that elite-level fighters only fight twice a year, so I guess it's okay. I guess it's more about starting camp early and getting a lot of sparring in. But I don't know. It's still Tyson Fury. It's still Tyson Fury. You know? But listen. I guess those are my final thoughts on this topic. Let us know how you feel about this. Do you believe that this fight is possible? Do you believe that Frank Warren is really negotiating a fight for Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder in the U.S. or the U.K.? Or do you believe that Frank Warren is just simply using the popular name to sell more tickets, maybe? Get more eyes and eyeballs on the Fury-Pignatti fight? I don't know. You tell me. You tell me. Drop your comments below. Don't forget to hit the thumbs up button. Show me some love. It is 6:57 a.m. in the morning here on the East Coast. And you're rocking out with TBV no matter where you might be. It is 11:57 in London. So shout out to all my UK listeners. You know, thank you to all my UK listeners. You know, like I said a couple of shows ago, the platform definitely let us know that we are the most downloaded show from the UK on that platform. So that is amazing. And she didn't, you know, bottle us up or categorize us into just sports or boxing. She said we were the most listened from the UK. So that is awesome. You know, thank you guys. You fucking AJ protectors. You know you love me. I love you too, man. But it is 11:58 now in the UK. You know, you rocking out with Ness GTO on Instagram and Twitter. You know, 3:58 a.m. to all my West Coasters. You know, all my blue collar guys getting up for them construction worker jobs and the landscaping, putting in that work. Rocking out with TBV in the morning. Here's a podcast for you. We appreciate you. We love you. You know, keep doing what you're doing. In Australia, it's 9 p.m. About to be 9. 2 minutes to 9, you know. 2 minutes to 9 out in Australia. It's actually the next day in Australia. It's Tuesday in Australia already. So, shout out to Australia. We usually get a lot of listens. 6 a.m. over in Omaha, the home of Pound for Pound King, Terrence Crawford. And you know we got a big listenership in Texas, Longhorn State, Dallas. Stand up, 5:59 in the morning. Good morning. You're rocking out with TBV. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter. And don't forget, hitting that thumbs up, future, present, past, helps with the visibility of the show. Let's TBV know you appreciate these 6 in the morning, 4 in the morning, 9 p.m. next day for Australia shows, you know? Look, we're not asking for much, a thumbs up. It helps with that visibility, you know? You want to go a step further, you could drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. Don't forget, you can catch us on Spotify, on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts are found. Deuce.